This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
In Emunah and Deis, we did Ramchal Derech Hashem. We did Rambam's Hakdama to Mishnayos in general. And we want to continue with that, but meanwhile, I'd like to learn Shaar Gemul from the Ramban. It's something which is equally as important and so on. The Ramban wrote a sefer called Teres Adam. It's one of it. It's his pirush on Avelus in general. And he goes through all the Yonah Avelus Halacha. And at the end of it, he attached Shaar Gemul, which is about Olam Haba and so on and so forth. Yom Adin, Olam Haba, that he explains systematically all the different Yanim. The similar, some of it is in his, he has on Drasha for Rosh Hashanah, which obviously explains some of these things also. So well, I felt it would be just as important in this right time, so we'll learn Shaar Gemul. Okay, this, the Shaar Gemul, you'll find either in some of the Chiddush Ramban, it's there. Chevelle in his Kisvei Ramban has it there. This one was put out by Benjamin Zilber in Bnei Brak, Tavshinu Chav Tes 69, and it's actually a fairly readable print, so we'll use it. Shana Rabbi Seinu, Shloish Esfarim Tach Meshe Shana, Echashot Tzadik and Gmurim, Ve'echat Shal Yeshoyim, Ve'echat Shal Beinonim. Tzadik gemur nechtav nechtam la'alta l'chaim, v'shoyim gemur nechtav nechtam la'alta l'misa, b'nei toim v'ayin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, zoch nechtam l'chaim l'zoch l'misa. Famous gemur Rosh Hashanah about Yom Adin and what happens. Zeh she'omru chachomim tzadik gemur nechtam l'chaim, u'rishoyim she'tav l'misa. So first of all, what does it mean tzadik gemurim? Tzadik gemurim sounds like 100%. And that's that. So he says no. And by the way, in a lot of these inyanim, there's machlokes rishonim. It's hard to say that there's one daya. The Ramban, Tosfos argues in different points. The Rambam argues in different points. It's the Ramban's sheet is very, very important. But understand that just like everything else, there's machlokes rishonim. Here there's also machlokes. And the Ramban is very fundamental because he went through this inyan in a very fundamental way. But don't you expect that not every point here is universal. The Gemaras are very unclear, and there's a lot of stiris, and different shayin learned it different, like they learn a sugya. So he says like this: Zeshem acham tzadikim gemur shoktam lechaim eshontam misa loy tzadik she'avoynis loy shayin she'em schuyas. The word gemurim does not mean 100%. Shekama tzadikim meisim la'alta, v'kama shem yichyom b'shalva. V'akosuf tzavach, sheish tzadikim shemagir l'kmais v'shoyim. V'om rabbi seinu ein b'yodeinu shalvat v'shoyim, afle yisur tzadikim. So, l'maisa, we find chazal that say mefurish. You can have somebody die who is a tzadik gomer, and vice versa. We don't have the ability to give, 100% label one way or another. At the end of the day, there's still a lot that's unclear. But alakachia midas. So what it means is as follows. Yesh avoinois shedino shakadosh baruch hu tzadikim leparma b'olam hazeh. There are certain types of averus where it is the right mishpat is to be pareh in olam hazeh. V'yeshmen shadin lipar b'olam haba. V'chein aschuyos. Yeshmen shabal lagmuyos baruch mishalam schor b'olam haza. V'yeshem mishalam schor b'olam haba. So part of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being mishpat is where and when your averus get dealt with and so on. It depends. The difference between an averu and mitzvah being dealt in olam haza in itself is very significant. Some of the Rishonim write, they ask, where is it fair that Rishonim get all the reward in this world, Tzadikim get the reward in Olam Haba, so much better Olam Haba, and so on. And the answer that they say, is Hogufa. The person who's a Rasha picks Olam Hazeh as the place that he wants it. It's part of the person's metzias that to him Olam Hazeh is the real world, and therefore it's only right that that's where he gets his benefits. V'chein ha'schuyas. Imagine you have a worker who's working for you, and the guy is a very coarse, you know, kind of earthy person, and you tell him, you know, John, instead of giving you, paying you $1,000 for this week's work, and you'll just go to the bar and drink it off, I'm going to put like 20% in for retirement fund and 10% for college fund and 5% for this fund. The guy will scream bloody murder. I want to drink, you know, and they, you know, they, I don't care for these funds. I just want to drink and that's what I want. So part of the cheshbon of the types of averus and part of mitzvahs includes what exactly the aver was, what exactly the mitzvah was. V'chein ha'schuyas, yeshem shabal ha'gmul yisparach m'shalam schor b'olam hazeh, v'yeshem shalam schor b'olam haba. Hukshe'odom choyte kol ha'shonu, m'slach ha'avoynes m'stan v'chatoyim, v'oysi gam kein sitkes m'aysim toivim. So a person goes through a year and he does good things and bad things. U'boyin m'aysob l'fnei adoyin ha'koil, hu yisparach shoykol yisar m'aysim. Eilu m'pnei eilu. V'atzadik shu tzadikom m'zeich l'chayim, וכן הראש שדינו נויסן לשלם מסחר טוי בעולם הזה, על מייס הטויב שעושה, נכתב ונכתם לחיים. כלומר, פויסן לחיים ושולם באושר נחוסן בחובת. נמצא זה צדק גומו בדינוי. So the word tzaddik over here is used not in a sense, an absolute sense, it's used in a relative sense. In other words, within the context of this din, this person deserves this, this person deserves this, and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machtim people if it's clear that they're supposed to have good Olam Hazeh, whether it's because they're such wonderful tzaddikim or because they're hopeless Rishoyim or whatever, that's taken care of immediately. There's no mokum. Different situations don't leave a mokum for any real change. So the word tzaddikim gemurim does not mean people that are absolute tzaddikim. It means people whose din is very clear. In other words, the Rasha Gomer we're talking about is also not a person who's wicked absolutely, but a person who's, what's right for him is that he be nidon to something bad. V'nimtza zeh Rasha Gomer, apish zeh tzarek zeh chayim haba, v'risha zeh chayim Rasha Gomer v'ivid legamri, so you have Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Gdoila Nevi'im, and so on and so forth. And Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Yan Le'mantu like the Sheni. So for that din of that Rosh Hashanah, he has a Shem Rasha. Rasha means someone who is going to be nidoin for some sort of einish that year. That's what it means. Achav, who got a reprieve at that point, Achav is a Rasha, bad Rasha. But in that context, he was given reprieve and he has a Shem Tzadik. And when it says Misa, it doesn't mean Misa only. It means anything bad. Negoyim, Oini, Misa Zabarim, Yitzben. So this din on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur has to do with Olam Hazeh, not Olam Haba. The point is going to make later. It's obvious. I mean, there's no reason in the world why we're going to be getting a din every year for Olam Haba when, you know, it's some ways off. But every year there's a din. And there's a din l'chaim l'misa, which means for good life and bad life, and it can depend on a few factors. It can depend on a person totally deserving it, or a person deserving this for a particular point, which has to be gotten out of his way. So the din on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur has to do with this world, what's going to be the next year? I mean, how is my life going to be? And two, it's dependent on what Midas HaDin dictates. It's not the since the person is not dying, he's not dead, there's no need to sum up his life. What we really want to have instead is tachlis, what's this year? What should be the person's din this year? Beis, ze din shamu chachamim, shekol odom nid Rosh Hashanah, eino im yis ganei chayim haba. So this din has nothing to do with olam haba, Gan Eden, oyim yis chayim legehenim, bivodin. She ein odom nidom Rosh Hashanah en yon olam haze, im roi lechayim l'sholom l'misu yisurim. So we have two separate dinim. We have a din on Olam Hazeh, and that happens every year. We have a din on Olam Haba that happens with the person's Yom HaMisa. And the din in Olam Hazeh has a lot more to do with what's appropriate than an absolute sense, is this person deserving of is he a tzaddik gomer or not? Okay, so those are the different types of dinim and inyanim on Rosh Hashanah. Gimel. Now we have a chazal that says, Shonu chachamim, sholosh kitas li yom hadin. This is talking already about yom hadin. Achash al tzadikin gmur, achash al shoyim gmur, achash al benim. Tzadikin gmur nechtom nechom na'al t'chaim haba, reshoyim gmur nechtom nechom na'al t'gehenem, shem v'rab mishenei adoma, ad masofa yakitsu, Beinanim, Shamanasem Skasem Shkulim, Akashbroch Nikurav Chesed, Mateklape Chesed. Valeim Omadovid a half Yishma Shamas Kurl Tachnunoi, Valeim Nemra Oisa Pasha Kulod Lysiv Liyashia. Hoya Bechlal Machzavonis Vilhem Avoin Pashis will be Gufan, that's Rachel in Ertfilin, for Dinla Shamit says she be Gufan Shakim Oilom, say currently like Kora Krishna Birch of Mazakrov. Kulam yorling henu and safsa for ilamenu misrapin. Shednema veveses ashlishis be'esh, tziraftin kutsoif hakesev, buchantim kuchoin azov, and so on. Valeim omer chana shemeim semachayim. Okay, let's talk about it. So now he's speaking about the Yom HaDin HaGadol, not Yom HaDin HaGadol yet, but the Yom HaDin before Misa, and there being done a person, which what does he get? Olam Haba, Gehenim, and so on. So the first two categories are fairly good. When he says, if Shkulim, it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Rav Chesed, and therefore he weighs the scales in favor of good, okay. Then he says, Hoya Bechlal Machza Avoyin Hashem, Avoyin Pesha Sol Begufan, V'hu Aroy Shalaniach Tefilim Oilam. So that's what it says in the Gemara. Vehua Dini says the Shar Mitzvahs essay should be Gufan Son. That's his shita. So he says it's not all Rishonim say like that. It's not a Dava Pashit, but he says it that the Pshat is any mitzvah he didn't do. Kulam Yorlig Ahenem Tzavtim Boilemen. So I want to talk about a little bit this and to understand the kud of it. So a person has 50% mitzvahs and 50% averis, we say, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mata roiv chesed, and he goes to Gan Eden. A person that included in those mitzvahs is a mitzvah that he never did, and that he calls Pashis Hol Begufon, is something that he has to go to Gehenna no matter what. He doesn't say what happens if you have Rav Mitzvahs and one of them is like that. The Mashmos says it's not going to affect it. But what's the difference? The score is the same score. It's 50-50. And on that we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mata Rav Chesed. But if one of them is a mitzvah they have not to do ever, so on the other hand, he did another mitzvah many more times. It's even. So what's the difference if I have one time I have tefillin, but I did one chesed less, or I never did tefillin, and I did two more chasadim? Why is that the kaveya? So I think the pshat is like this. Chayalam haba is a certain tzuris adam, and the when a person is missing, when you have a question of how much, the mida of Rav Chesed falls into place. When I'm missing something totally, so a person doesn't have any tefillin, person doesn't have any krishma, something like that, then it's Rav Chesed can't fill in that blank, because that's a piece that's missing. And I think it's an important nekuda in thinking. You know, we'll never know the din until the Yom HaDin, that's obvious. But I think in terms of the thought process, we tend to assure ourselves that we're okay because you do a lot of good things. So a person is lacking severely in this area, that area, the other area. He does terribly at davening or davening or minyan, but he feels good about it. He's learning a lot. He helps people. Everyone tends to have stronger sides and weaker sides. And we tend to pat ourselves on the back that even if we're missing something, but we have a lot of good to us. And we tend to feel one will compensate to the other. So if it's a question of how much, different people are different. So this person's main avoda is to help people. He's a person who really is geschickt and he helps people, likes helping people, and great. His learning is okay, his davening is okay, but he really thought, so that's fine. And another person who's very into learning, but he helps a bit, he davens a bit, and so on. Also, when it's a question of proportion and how much of each, so then the rov and is meaningful. If a person feels very devoid in one area or the other, so a person is tremendous masmid, but you can't get a favor out of him sideways, or a person is busy helping everybody, but he never ever sits down and learns, or nothing to write home about at all. Or the person has no heart in davening. These are all obviously measures. It's hard to say how much is called nothing and so on. But understanding that there's a different picture over here. It's not only how much. In other words, if a person comes along with a lot of $20 bills, it'll weigh the $100 bills. So if I have five $100 bills, I'm going to need a lot of $50 bills, but a $20 bills. But it'll still, so if I have 25 $20 bills, it's like the $500 bills. If I have more, it's more. Here, it's not like that. There's a certain tzuris adam, that's roi of chayilam haba. And if we're severely missing in one area, no matter how much in another area we're better, so almost a person who has weak feet, but his hands are strong and he can pull himself along, can get around. But if a person is missing a heart, then it's not going to help that he has very, very good lungs and very good liver. It's not going to work. When a person is missing something, then a darga where a person feels that he's lucky in something, then a person has to make a cheshbin that it's not going to work. It's not a question of numbers. It's a question of a certain mitzvah's klolos. And that's why if it's a karkafta leimonach, a mitzvah is something that's vital for the person. It's something in the person himself. And if a person is missing it to a degree where we can say he doesn't have it, then no numbers are really going to help.
The same be true by never successfully avoiding a losase.
Losases are different, but you know it's hard to say the person is always over the losase. So it's very hard to say that. But al kaponim, this is what the Gemara says about the Gemara says about kakafto manach tefillin. He and some other rishonim learn it. The Ran also learns it that it's talking about any mitzvah essay that he's chronically deficient, and that they speak about just essays. Okay, we'll hold it over here.